In just a few hours, the world's first permanent international criminal court will go from being a political body to a judicial reality. The court's first 18 judges will be sworn in a high-level ceremony in The Hague, in spite of U.S. opposition to the court. Noticeably absent from the more than 500 guests attending the court's inauguration with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan will be any official representative from Washington. 89 countries have so far ratified the Rome Treaty establishing the court, but the United States is not among them. The world's first permanent international criminal court will have the power to try the world's most serious crimes, such as genocide and crimes against humanity, but it mostly has jurisdiction only over signatory countries. The Bush administration says it fears U.S. citizens will be unfairly targeted and has opposed creation of the court. It has also negotiated agreements with more than 20 countries to grant U.S. citizens immunity from the court's authority. David Sheffer was the U.S. war crimes ambassador under President Bill Clinton. As the man who signed the Rome Treaty on behalf of the United States, he says it is extremely disappointing that his country is not playing a role in the formation of the court.
It'll take a long, long time for the United States to recapture leadership and credibility and the high ground with respect to the rule of law when it comes to addressing atrocities and dealing with them.
The International Criminal Court has so far received more than 200 referrals of cases it may take on. Most of them are frivolous, but many are not. Alleged war crimes committed in the Central African Republic and the Congo are among the court's potential targets. Once a prosecutor is elected next month, the referrals can be reviewed, but it is expected to take about 2 years for any case to actually come before the court. Lauren Comito for VOA News, The Hague.